North Carolina voters will soon decide on a president, help determine which party has power in the U.S. Senate, and also influence the kind of policy that comes out of the General Assembly. While Clinton, Trump, McCrory, and Cooper are receiving much of the campaign attention, a series of races in the state House could have a significant legislative impact. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Since 2012, Republicans in the General Assembly have had political carte blanche. In power for the first time since the 1860s, Republicans have passed legislation to alter the tax code, expand charter schools, overhaul voting regulations, and loosen environmental standards, among other measures. They generally have the support of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. However, when he uses veto power, state lawmakers have the option of an override.
I move that the governor's veto of House Bill 405, Property Protection Act, be brought before the Senate for immediate consideration, and that the Senate vote for it to become law, notwithstanding the objections of the governor.
The veto-proof majorities are part of a historic shift to the right in state government. Lawmakers have passed plenty of controversial bills in the last 4 years, several of which have been struck down by federal courts for being unconstitutional. Republican majorities are not at risk this fall. Republican supermajorities are in play, however. That could provide a check and balance that has not been in place recently. Republican Representative Nelson Dollar represents Wake County.
Supermajority is important because it allows the General Assembly to override a governor's veto and overcome what may be an ill-advised or politically motivated veto.
How do you view it? Is the supermajority in your chamber at risk?
Well, I certainly think that we have challenging elections in a number of areas around the state. We will also need to work hard to protect a number of the seats in the urban areas.
Dollar is in a quickly growing area of suburban Wake. Despite a position of prominence in the House, he's facing a threat from the left this fall. Republican lawmakers are hopeful they can not only defend a series of seats, but actually pick up as many as four. But a number of strategists, Democratic and Republican, believe the pendulum is more likely to swing blue this November. David Rode teaches political science at Duke University.
We would expect that the Democrats would make some gains, you know, coming off of an extremely bad year for them 2 years ago. But how much?
Presently, Democrats have just 45 of the 120 seats in the House. They would need to pick up four in order to break up a three-fifths supermajority. With a state population growing like ivy and diversity increasing, as many as 13 seats in that chamber are considered in play.
I believe that in any democracy, total control by one party creates problems over time.
Susie Hamilton is a Democrat in the House from New Hanover County.
If Attorney General Roy Cooper is elected as governor, I imagine we'll see a lot more cooperation, a lot more coordination. Then we will be in a position to really have a seat at the table. And we will have more moderate policies coming out as a result of that.
It would be a game changer in Raleigh. There aren't reliable, abundant polls for these legislative races. Campaigns conduct private surveys, and reporters hear about and see some of those. The General Assembly races that could reshape the supermajorities are primarily in suburban Mecklenburg and Wake counties, and the executive race is paramount to any possible policy shift. These races will not lead to a rewrite of local history books, but they could move the state back to a more balanced state government. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.